RT News has learned that the IDA circulated the EU's draft list of retaliatory measures to US tariffs to Irish-based pharmaceutical companies for their views on the government's response. For more on this, we're joined by David Murphy, our economics and public affairs correspondent. David, this has come about from a Freedom of Information request. Will you tell us more?
That's right. So basically what happened was the IDA wrote to the pharmaceutical companies it supports in Ireland and asked for their views regarding the proposed tariffs which the EU is planning to introduce against US imports into the EU. So it asked these pharmaceutical companies for their views, and it said that it would take this information and feed it back into government to inform Ireland's response to the EU consultation. Now, it said that the proposed countermeasures, which have been put together by Ursula von der Leyen and the European Commission, had a number of measures on oils, plastics, metals, machinery, optical apparatus and cables, which might be of most relevance to IDA companies. Now, it said that everything is moving very quickly, but the IDA is focusing on trying to help pharmaceutical companies in Ireland during this uncertain period.
So do we know what the pharma company said?
Well, a lot of the responses from the pharma companies have been redacted. But what we do have is one response from an umbrella group representing pharmaceutical companies, which is called BioPharmaChem Ireland. And in that response, they point out that they're very concerned about any EU measures which could affect pharmaceutical companies, pointing out that they employ about 80,000 people directly and indirectly. But interestingly, in the response, they also call for the Irish government to relax regulatory regulations in environmental, medical and chemical legislation to enable faster development of new medicines. But they say they're very concerned about any measures that could impose tariffs on the pharmaceutical industry.
Have any countermeasures been introduced?
So far what's happened is that the countermeasures by the EU are just proposals, and their proposals, while there are going to be negotiations going on between the EU and the US, obviously if there are going to be significant tariffs remaining in place long term, then many of these countermeasures could come on the table.
Why is it important for us to know this particular issue, David?
Well, I think the importance of this is that it really shines a light on the influence the multinationals have on government policy. Obviously, the EU is preparing these retaliatory tariffs. The Irish state effectively went to the multinational drugs companies based here and said it wanted to know what they thought so they could feed that into government policy. In a way, it's showing how the IDA is working very, very closely with these large pharmaceutical companies based in Ireland and feeding that directly into Irish government policy. In a way, it lifts the lid a little bit in terms of the way the system was working in Ireland.
Are there any risks, though, to that kind of communication?
Well, the question really is, and this is why it's unfortunate that a lot of the responses from the pharmaceutical companies are redacted. We don't really get to see what the individual companies are saying, and we don't get to see exactly how that feeds into Irish government policy. But certainly we can see that the Irish state is giving an awful lot of weight to what the pharmaceutical companies think in Ireland.
David, thank you very much indeed. David Murphy, our economic and public affairs editor. It's 9:15.